Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay, and this is going to be a great show. First and foremost, let me apologize to you guys for the late entry on the air today. We've had some technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on, but nevertheless, we are here. Number to call is 347-945-7405. On today's show, we're going to be joined by none other than spoken word phenomenon, T Boone. You guys don't want to miss this brother. This brother get ready to bring it, and he's going to bring it really, really, really hard. Then we will discuss a little bit why we treat each other the way we do, and is it too late to work to love one another? I think that there's a lot behind that. I have a lot to say. I got a lot on my mind today, guys. I got a lot of things I need to get off my chest. We are going to talk, and we're going to be real, and we're going to keep it real on this show today, because there's a lot of things that we definitely need to be discussing as a people. And, you know, if we don't discuss these things, then we're going to be left in the dark, and I definitely don't want to be left in the dark. You know, number to call is 347-945-7405. I am definitely going to open the phone lines today, guys, because I'm telling you, this is one of those shows where we are going to be doing a lot, we're going to be saying a lot, and we're going to mean a lot, and we got to get our point across. If we don't, then we are going to be part of the deaf, dumb, and blind. 347-945-7405.
Surrounding me, a patch of fog is closing in to dim my sanity, so I'ma switch to high beams.
rhyming verses like the walls of Berlin. Heard when the going gets rough, you tuck in your chin. I lived enough to get the scuffs and scars. I played the boulevard, but never had to see them bars. I guess I'm lucky, new kids that did me shiesty. My life is priceless in the end. They all got stuck for megabucks, I'm what they can't touch. You break me down, then I rebuild again. Give me the tools I need to use forever, questing for these millions. I stand strong like the building, Paul Pavilion. My offspring I share the same traits when they acquire children. Years to come, you remember this one. As the cut, they got you over the hump. Plus it bumps, the speakers of pound. While lyrics I'm laying down will be the equivalent of a mind free from imprisonment. Escapism is a my grasp, but life's quicksand, be mad turbulent. Never falling off, I push on, cause it's urgent and mandatory. It ain't about the fame and the glory, but the struggle to stay on top takes muscle. Hustle every day, swinging a 9 to 5. My life is paycheck to paycheck, tears and sweat. No time for friends that wanna fake and become foes. I roll solo down the yellow brick road. The sign up ahead states my future's 80 miles away. I'm trying to reach my destination before day. Hey, how you doing? I'm just passing through. While all the while I'm checking my rear view for any sudden moves. Problems, they circle in to try and outbox me. My name is Dre Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a miserable.
Understand it. I can understand. Jacket, you went up the hill. Baby. you understand that?
For Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. 4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh. Cancun. Spring Break 99.
What?
No.
No.
Oh.
Oops. Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class. Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minifed Enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay. BlogTalkRadio.com. Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factors, illiterates, uneducated.
Of people are rising
whatever,
up.
Whatever negative characteristics you can think of, type of person.
Wherever they are the symbols
of the
honorable today.
Elijah Muhammad. And because
whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Prague,
for the first time
New York
in my life,
City,
and
Atlanta,
also
Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
our ministry,
Tennessee, the cry is always the same. We want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
DJ.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, we have a lot going on. And first and foremost, let me say that I want to welcome Chicago 999, I think it is. Chicago, that is. Forgive me, guys. Philly, Little Rock, Arkansas, and Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama. Guys, welcome back to the show. Thank you guys for definitely tuning into the show and making things happen the way that they should be happening. It's always such a pleasure to know that we have listeners all over the place that supports the show. Also, we got a page going, guys. We need more donations. You know, we need things going on. We need donations for the 4th Annual Independent Artists Festival going on this summer, July, in Gastonia, North Carolina. It's going to be a great event. We need for you guys to go to our GoFundMe page and to kind of help us out. We need the help this year because we got a lot of things going on. We got a lot of exciting things going on. I got a lot of exciting things that I want to expose to you guys. Speaking of exciting, my first guest, brother that I was introduced to, and I'm telling you, you guys are going to be pleasantly entertained the way I was when I first met this young man, and I was exposed to unbelievable talent, unbelievable talent. And I'm not going to leave you guys waiting anymore. So without further ado, I want to bring on the show none other than world phenomenon of spoken word, that is, my man, T-Boone. Welcome to the show, brother. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm blessed, brother. Fantastic. Charles.
I am so glad that you were able to join us so quickly. And I'm so glad that my listeners are going to get a chance to be exposed to what it is that you do. Please forgive me. We have a little bit of technical difficulty, but it's okay. So if you can, tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and what is it that you do.
I'm basically a black male looking to know himself, find himself in America. Background, husband, father, you know, those two things are profound to me. You know, being a writer, being an educator, those things are meaningful to me as well. And I've just been the type of person that learned to grow from all situations and all places, from all people, and learning to embrace life. So I know I may be kind of all over the place with that, but to me that's the synopsis of, you know, the cycles of birth, life, and death, and certain things dying so other things can grow. So I'm
no
in a
doubt.
Growth state, brother.
No doubt. Now, spoken word, it has become very, very popular. And a lot of people, especially young people, are starting to gravitate. Why are we seeing this huge jump with spoken word right now?
Well, I think the seeds have been planted well enough. Now, it's still is a form of expression, and the youth are always finding ways and wanting to express their individuality. And it provides a platform to do it outside of perhaps hip-hop, or, you know, some people may be able to enjoy hip-hop and can rhyme. Some people would prefer, you know, spoken word or listening and developing their own rhythm with it, and as a form of an expression. And I know our youth are always looking for ways to, you know, express themselves. And then you think about it, you know, you had Def Jam. You know, Russell Simmons did do some great things with poetry. When you really think about it, I think that was possibly in the mid-90s. So I think it's rooted.
Yes. Yes, I totally agree. I totally agree. Now, what have you been doing lately or what's some of your more notable work that you have? And I hope you can bless us with a little bit of it. You know, we're going to have to take a break, but I hope you can bless us with a little bit of it. But what is some of your more notable work that you have done?
A particular poem, Just Thinking, I think that is a that piece is just, it has its own profoundness. I can't put it any other way, and and still remain humble about it, but it is profound. It just travels well anywhere in any community amongst any set of people for the most part. So
right.
That has been, you know, more or less my baby there. You know, that's what got me into seeing other avenues for myself, and actually in the avenue of spoken word.
No doubt. Now, do you ever come across people who your work has really affected them in a very good, positive way that have made them change the way that they think about life, about dealing with people, about dealing with themselves, their inner demons? Have you come across people who have come up to you and said things like that?
Well, this is what I say. When I come across people, I often hear, you know, if they see me, well, I got one of those, and it's over in my bedroom or it's in my bathroom. And I think people will go to it in those times to ask themselves, because it's like the writer can't answer those questions for you. So I think it gives people that proper reflective moment for them, from their own personal being and state where they're at, you know. Give them some reflection time.
Yeah,
it's
no
like
doubt.
Mirror, mirror.
No doubt. yeah, no doubt, you know. I think that it takes a special mind to come up with some of the spoken word that I have listened to, that I have heard, especially your work. I think it just takes a special person to come up with some of that stuff that you have really, really come up with and have touched people with, and people you might not even know you've touched, but I think it's really awesome. I think it's really awesome, and I think you have a gift, and I'm going to expose my listeners to your gift as soon as we take this commercial. So if you don't mind, we take a little commercial. You got a little time to hang out with us and then come back and say a little piece for us?
Absolutely, brother.
No doubt. All right. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely, definitely live in the day with Jay.
People today are concerned with education, health care for loved ones, jobs, voting rights, and stability. As County Commissioner, I will dedicate my efforts toward the enrichment and prosperity of Gaston County. Together, let's end self-interest and focus on public interest. On March 15th, vote Christy McCleary for County Commissioner.
This message was approved by friends to elect Christy McCleary, County Commissioner, Gaston County.
Man, I'm not looking for a boo thing. I'm looking for a summer thing. You know, go to the beach, chill at the park. You know, no strings attached. You know,
Shorty, nice to meet you. I swear, wanna see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? My baby, cause I want you.
Ain't no feelings involved, and ain't no going no dates, ain't no hitting the mall. I need the love for this summer, waiting on fall to reach. So I make a love rain down, then we fall asleep. She know a position, the roles will be flipping. I only see you after 12, man, she know it's no kissing. They say I got my pimp hand strong, I don't work it out. A missed call lead to a text, she wanna work it out.
Shorty, nice to meet you, swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? Cause I want you in my life.
friend. I met her over the summer, and that's when the love began. I admit that I had my share of requests. I ain't accept them all. Had a few chicks that was down, but most accept the ball. I ain't in the all of the weave and facial makeup. I want the kind of girl still beautiful when she wake up. She can take up all of my FaceTime. I run the club, but I make the trip in the winter to see my summer love. Had her out in public. Niggas thought we was dating. Girls giving the looks. You know how them bitches be hating. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. She whispering in my ear, she keep telling me that she love me. Asking for a name, said it was nice to meet you. Then asked her on a date, said it'd be nice to treat you. I ain't running game, you got all of them wifey features. And I'm just trying to ask for the privilege of right to meet you.
Shorty, nice to meet you. Swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? My baby, cause I want you. Over my Jordan 13 sneaker. Clear about your features. Got me reminiscing and thinking about the old school when we were fever. Kissing under the bleachers. Touching and fondling, hugging. Man, it ain't nothing like that good summer love.
What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
To the show, number to call is 347-945-7405. If you guys are just joining us, we have been speaking with none other than spoken word phenomenon, none other than my man T-Boone. T-Boone, you still with us, brother?
Absolutely, good man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you sticking around. You know, and I see you guys in the chat room, and yes, we got a little bit of raw audio going on right now. They emailed me or they chatted with me during the break and told me that they are definitely working on fixing that, but just stay with us because the message is still the same. I don't care if you get it in mono or if you get it on two speakers or one, it's still the same. The message definitely has to be the same. My man, T-Boone.
Yes, sir.
I want you to bless us a little bit with a little something you got, if you don't mind. My listeners are waiting. I know that I've been saying it. I love to bake a big build-up, but I always tell them good things come to those who definitely wait. So if you don't mind, if you can tell us a little bit about the piece that you're going to do and give us a little bit of it.
Okay, I shall. Before I get started, though, this is what I'm going to say, Jack. I really appreciate, man, your format, and I'm really thankful that you ain't got elevator music playing, you know.
No doubt. But you know what, brother? All the music I'm playing. These are all independent artists, man, that come on the show and they come to the festival and they perform these tracks, man. These are some bad guys.
I
put my indies on anybody.
I love it, brother. So, yeah. I appreciate that. But
man, much love.
Absolutely good, man. But this piece that I'm going to share is called Just Thinking, basically about 20 questions. It makes a person self-reflect, written at an early age. I was probably about 21. You know, started out with about 100 questions about life as you travel, as a journey, as a black male coming through America, growing up in the city, going through, you know, love, relationships, feelings, hurt, growing from an academic, educational perspective, seeing a lot of social ills that conflicted with my being.
No doubt.
So from there, these questions were developed, weeded out, and therefore that's how I got to Just Thinking.
Well, we're ready, bro.
Going through it. I sit in my room and I ask myself, why do people die? How come our reality is based on theory, something that's abstract? When will the world see peace? Why have there been so many wars fought over a person's belief, religion? Why can't men and women get along? Does a person have any true guidance besides one's heart? Is love really forgiving, understanding, and forever? Do people know what love is? Do people know how to love? Is it possible for me to get married without being a stepfather? If there was more love in the world, would the world be better or more jealous? Why do words have multiple meanings? Is it to confuse us? Am I the only one thinking like this? And that's it, brother.
Wow. You know what, man? I tell you what. I still say that you are a bad brother.
I appreciate that.
You know, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to let the cat out the bag. For those of you, yeah, I hear you guys in the chat room. Yeah, they say you deep, brother. I'm going to let the cat out the bag because this year at the 4th Annual Independent Artist Festival, this brother is going to be my featured artist that is going to enlighten you, is going to entice you, that's going to educate you, that's going to soothe you, that's going to make sure that you have a little knowledge and discipline before you leave the festival this year. So I just want you guys to know that T-Boone will be our featured artist this year at the Independent Artist Festival. So, I can't wait. I can't wait, brother, because I know there's so much more that you have in that think tank of yours, man, which runs real deep. And I'm just so glad that I was able to be able to meet you, to start a relationship with you that's going to take us on a journey together, man, that's going to get our voices heard in ways that we can only imagine.
Absolutely, brother.
Is there any shout-outs you want to give, anything that you want to add, you know, to just let us know?
Absolutely. I mean, right offhand, I roll with some good people in the circle of the, you know, spoken word, and we have events that's going on that also includes visual artists. So those of you who like to paint, take pictures, photos, got Renaissance art and poetry that jumps off once a month, and we get the flyers out, and I can also touch, you know, bases with Jay at Firewater, and we do our thing there. The visual artists present, and then the spoken word piece, we also invite singers. So we're looking to network with talent and encourage each other to keep doing those artistic things to be heard, you know, believe in your creativity.
No doubt. Well, I tell you what, brother, I thank you, man, for coming on the show. I want to get back with you when you're getting ready to have something else going on, the event you just talked about. When you get ready to do that, I want you to come back on the show, and maybe you can bring somebody with you, and y'all can talk a little bit more about that. You just let me know. You got the platform now. All you need to do is utilize it.
No doubt.
Ladies and gentlemen, none other than my man, T-Boone. Thank you, brother, for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
I will definitely connect with you off the air, my brother, all right?
Okay, good man.
Peace.
Number
to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, I told you I told you this brother's bad. You don't know, you ain't seen nothing yet. That's all I'm going to say. 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely, definitely live in the day with Jay.
Are you tired of that stubborn belly fat? Would you like to lose weight and change the way you live? Well, look no more. Contact Health Consultants Mr. Ernest and Ms. Tanja Owens at 980-245-6294 to take the Project 10 Challenge. That's 980-245-6294 to get your body back in shape. Again, that's 980-245-6294. Or to get more details, go to www.crunchtime.bodybyvi.com.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, talk a little minute about some things that we need to talk about, especially as black men. You know, it's kind of hard to start, but we got to do better. And I say that in a way that people don't understand why I say that. We have so much going on in the black community right now. We have so much going on with black males right now. We have so much going on with black females right now, black families right now. You know, and here we continue the buffoonery with one another. We always talk about why we can't get ahead, why we can't get along, why we can't do this, why we can't do that. First of all, we got to understand that there is a bigger picture. You know, I had somebody ask me, well, Jay, why you never talk about Black Lives Matter? Well, I talk about Black Lives Matter every show. Just because I don't have a T-shirt flaunting around and being loud and obnoxious doesn't mean that I don't think Black Lives Matter. I do. I think Black Lives Matter. I think all lives matter. But I know for the sake of argument, we're not talking about all lives. We're talking about black lives. So, yes, I do think black lives matter. But let me say this. In order for us as a people to understand that black lives matter, before we should expect someone else to think and respect that, we need to respect it amongst ourselves and our own communities. Because if we really thought that Black Lives Matter, we would stop with the killing in our neighborhoods, with the high school dropouts, with the teenage prostitution, with the drugs and gun violence in our neighborhoods, we would stop that. If we really wanted to make a movement, shouldn't the movement be Black Lives Matter, especially to us? Why do we continue to not give our young people that knowledge and discipline that I talk about on this show so much that I feel like it's one of my MOs? Knowledge and discipline, those are two things that we will refuse to give our young people in our community, but yet and still we'll give them a shirt that says Black Lives Matter. Now go to school wearing that, or go stand out on the corner wearing it, or go to the mall and wear that. You know, I was talking to a 15-year-old a couple of weeks ago, and they said the N-word. And please let me apologize real quick. We played an unedited version of a song a little while ago, and I totally apologize to you guys because you know I don't get down like that on this show. But anyhow, I was talking to a 15-year-old, and they used the N-word at somebody else. And I looked at him, and I asked him, I said, do you know where that word comes from? And he looked at me, and he said, no, I don't. Hey, and guess what? He had a Black Lives Matter shirt on. Absolutely ridiculous. So, yeah, I see you guys in the chat room. And, yes, I did educate him on where the word would come from and why we should bury the word and why we shouldn't use it. But those same people that tote those shirts around saying Black Lives Matter are the very same ones that are doing things in the community they shouldn't. Now, don't get me wrong. I am for a positive movement. But we got to understand what we're moving to and what we're moving from. If we don't understand those qualities, then I'm sad to say that we have failed our young people. We got to do better. We have to do better. Look, I want to take the time now to thank everyone who listened to the show. Thank you guys for continuing to listen to the show, supporting the show. This is what I need. This is what's going to get us to the next level. We will make SiriusXM, and I'm telling you, and I promise you, and I'm standing on that. We will make SiriusXM. It will happen. And I will recall this day when I told you that it was going to happen. And for you naysayers, I promise you, you will hear us on a much, much more grander stage, which I would never, never leave this stage. But you'll hear us on a much more grander stage. So check out the show Thursday. We're going to have a great show. I really want you guys to check it out. I tell you, I love you with the greatest love that I know. That's the love of God, because it's to me each and every day. You guys have just been live.